Teresa Caputo, welcome to Around Cincinnati. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I've got a confession to make. I saw your live show last time you were here in Cincinnati. I had VIP tickets and met you for a photo op before your show. I was starstruck and could not say a word. And here I am talking to you on the radio.
Come on, stop it.
Your show was quite an experience, and it's called The Experience, isn't it?
Right. And that's why I call it The Experience, is because that's what it is. You know, it's about spirit validating to each and every one of us that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that they are still with us, just in a different way.
I was watching you interact with your fans, and I was struck by how much love you give and by how much they love you. Your message that our loved ones survived death is clearly resonating with a lot of people.
Sure. And spirit never ceases to amaze me on how they're able to do that. Because, you know, what I've learned from channeling spirit so much, there might be common things that spirit might talk about, you know, because we all might carry a common burden or guilt. But spirit has me then talk about things that there's no way that I would know about or could find out about. It's so unique to that person that it's life-changing. It's almost dumbfounding at some point, because you probably watched me during the show be like, are you kidding me? Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm even surprised at what they have me say.
Well, it's amazing how accurate your messages are, and there is no doubt that they are real. But your profession, a psychic medium, a lot of people have a hard time accepting that what you do is real.
Oh, sure. Listen, I'm the first one to say it. I'm the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. How can someone communicate with someone that has died? But that's what I was explaining before, that spirit just has me talk about things that are just so unique. And look, and I'm not trying to be rude when I say this. I don't care if people believe in what I do. My main goal is I want people to believe in themselves. I want them to restore their faith, to have peace in knowing that their loved ones are okay and that they know that we're suffering and that they're coming through to give us that peace. Is absolutely incredible and amazing at the same time.
And why is it so hard to talk about death in our society? Why is it so misunderstood? It's almost taboo to talk about it.
Because it's scary. You know, listen, growing up, I always sensed and felt things since I'm four, but I was always afraid of death. You know, I think everyone has that fear of dying, right? Or that uncertainty, because we don't know what it is. And it is scary, and it is that unknown. But again, what a beautiful gift of spirit giving us in saying, no, there is more to life than just here in the physical world, and that they want us to live our best life. And it's scary to think that we're not going to be with our loved ones here in the physical world.
Now, you deal with the topic of grief in your latest book. The title is Good Grief, Heal Your Soul, Honor Your Loved Ones, and Learn to Live Again. And it debuted on the New York Times bestseller list at number 3. Is there really a way to move past grief after a major loss, Teresa?
You know, I believe so. But that also is up to the person. Spirit is only giving us the tools, and even through my work, giving us the tools to help us move forward. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to take these tools, these messages, and we have to do that ourselves. And it's hard. You know, every reading I do is hard, you know, because someone lost someone that they're struggling to live their life without them. And, you know, especially when someone loses a child. How many times I read someone, and it just happened at a live show recently. The daughter was coming through and saying, my mom doesn't want to live anymore without me. I need to let my mom know that I'm okay, that my soul is at peace, and I want her to live again. You know, some people don't know how to go on after the loss of a loved one. Especially with the book Good Grief, I gave tools to help us get out in the world and learn how to maybe celebrate our loved one's memory and learn how to incorporate them in our everyday life so we can continue to live.
And how do people do that? I mean, what are some of the lessons from spirit in your book?
One of the main things that I've learned from spirit is that we put way too much pressure on ourselves. You know, yes, we might have 12 steps of grieving. You might not be going through those steps in order, or you might never feel some of those steps at all. And it doesn't make it right or wrong. And there is no right or wrong way to grieve. You know, that's up to us. You know, some people feel like, oh my God, it's been 3 years and I still cry every day. Okay, well, that's okay if you're crying every day, but you're still going out to work, you're living life, you're embracing things. That's different. It's different if you're still sitting home and beating yourself up, depressed, and maybe self-medicating yourself. That's not okay. So I think that with spirit acknowledging the way that we feel, it almost kind of gives us permission to feel the way that we feel, and that it's okay just to know that they're with us and that they want us to live our best life possible.
That is a comforting message. With such an astounding level of success, Teresa, what have you learned about fame and about life from this journey you've been on for the last few years?
Well, I don't look at it as quote-unquote fame. You know, I still say it, I'm just Teresa Caputo. I live in Hicksville, and I talk to dead people. You know, I'm very blessed and very fortunate to do the work that I do. I consider it an honor and a privilege, and I wouldn't change what I do for anything in the world. And the fact that people trust me with the souls of their departed loved ones means the world to me. But I still live right next door to where I grew up. My parents still live right next door to me. And I'll be in my Target, and they'll be like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know. I needed to get paper towels and shampoo. What are you doing here? I live my life. You know, I'm very fortunate to share my gift and have a television show, to be able to travel around the country and to interact and personally meet people that follow me and that appreciate what I do and find my work healing. It's exciting.
And I think that's part of your appeal, Teresa. You do keep it real. But you have a hit TV show. You perform in front of sold-out audiences all over the country, all over the world, and you've got best-selling books. What are you most proud of all the things you've accomplished?
I'm most proud of my parents because they really showed their support and helped me grow to be the person that I am today. But as far as my business, if you want to call it that, I have to say the way I've been able to continue to use my gifts the way that I use my gifts, especially through television. You know, people will say, oh, there's editing, it's a reality show. I say my show is a factuality show because it's real life. It's real facts, real situations. And the fact that TLC, the network, the production company, they just show up every day and they just say, okay, what's going to happen now with Teresa? They've always respected on how I work and never asked me to change a thing.
They just let you be yourself.
They let me be me. Yep.
Teresa, I'd like to thank you for touching so many souls through your work and with your worldwide outreach. You've helped a lot of people.
And that's what it's about. I appreciate you saying that. That means the world to me.
I think it's a message that's really important. It's been so good talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We have been talking to psychic medium Teresa Caputo. The new season of her TV show on TLC, Long Island Medium, started October 18th. Teresa will be at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati for her live show, The Experience, on November 21st at 7:30 p.m. For information, go to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Victor Peruta.